Welcome to Natural Recovery from Suffering. This is Scott Killaby. The pain pleasure cycle, I just mentioned it on a podcast recently, and I think I mentioned I would come back and talk about it. I'm going to do it a lot because we've discovered something here that's really amazing. And every day I just get to share it with people, and I feel that smile in my being because I know that if they get it, it can be life-changing. I mean, KI is that way, and KI hasn't changed. It's just that we've streamlined it. I don't want to explain the method because you'd have to do it, you know, and it's a whole process, a protocol, but it's simplified in a certain way. And I think I just want to explain it in a very simple way today and see if it resonates, even if you don't know how to do it. So if you don't know how to do it, you can't have the insights that it brings. You can't have insight without transformation and, you know, a particular insight comes when you process buried emotions that you can't have when you do anything else. And so, because that's the root of suffering. If you understand just the basic principle of the pleasure pain cycle, is that in our avoidance of pain, we seek pleasure. When we seek pleasure or relief, that kicks in more pain because we're avoidant of it and it produces more suffering. We then seek more relief. Although it's really obvious maybe in the area of addiction, I really don't want to talk about that. I'm going to come back to the topic of addiction. There's something I want to say about addiction, that if we try to deal with addiction first, we're either not getting to the root and we're focusing on behavior, which can miss the root that creates the addictive behaviors. But also what I'm finding is that many people are trying to quit addictions to get mom and dad's love and approval, meaning their body holds those needs. And that's not a good and healthy way for recovery because we're not getting to the root again. And we're trying to quit something without seeing what it is, why are we doing that? What's the insight and then what's the transformation? So I don't want to talk about addiction until we get clearer on, like I should say, Anna Lemke's book to come out around indulgence in this new age, where she's really suggesting, as the dopamine expert, moderation and not trying to quit everything because that kicks in the evolutionary cycle of suffering, pleasure, pain. So addiction aside, I want to talk about everyday suffering and how the pleasure pain cycle is active regardless of whether you're using anything to cover up all that pain. In other words, let's say you're going about your day and your partner or a friend says something or doesn't, and you feel unlovable, and it's a familiar feeling. Now, I want you to remember that that feeling, even if you don't understand it yet, is keeping you safe from what you've buried. So a trigger is like that. It's driven by the trauma. So if you have buried hurt or anger, that's not going to come up in that trigger. You're going to be feeling something at the surface, which would be safer than what's buried. There's the pleasure pain cycle. As long as what you're believing is safer than what you've buried, you can survive as that separate self. That's why suffering comes, is to help us survive as this false separate self. If it's I'm unlovable, that works. If it's a shadow, that works. If it's I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread, that works. If I'm a loser and the worst thing ever, that works, because it's just survival. And we tend to go for conditioned patterns, unconsciously reproduce that trigger. Coming from the repression, then what we do is we make a mistake. Many of us who are on a bypass are in an avoidant pattern. It's an innocent mistake, and it comes from the pleasure-pain cycle. And here it is. When we feel unlovable or something is wrong here at the surface, we process in a way that doesn't get to the repression that created that. We don't process buried emotions. And so we get some relief by regulating or managing or processing just what's on the surface. What's on the surface would be, I'm unlovable. By processing or regulating or meditating or inquiring and just to that, that's the surface level suffering. We might feel temporarily better. That kicks in the suffering again. And we contract back into falsehood, even if we get temporary relief from processing something at the surface, we get more suffering in the same way that we do with addiction. I would just rewind that, because when I explain it to people, they'll fog out and they'll check out and they'll say it doesn't make sense. And I'll say, well, go back and listen to it. I'll say it again. If you believe you're not good enough, from an evolutionary standpoint and intergenerational trauma and your childhood trauma, that's how you're surviving as a false self. Even though that's suffering, it's safer than the buried emotions. It's safer for you to sit there disconnected from people, believing that you're not good enough, than it is to just go out into the world and kill it and feel and express everything that's true for you. So that repression creates that I'm not good enough feeling. And if you go and process just that feeling without discovering that the repression created that identity is going to come back. And you don't have to believe me, because all you have to do is be on a spiritual path and see that that happens. And you have to continue to process identity, but it keeps coming back. Why? Because it protects us. It keeps us safe from what's buried. And it helps us to get other childhood needs met, love and approval. Now, if you can understand that, there is a, you know, I've got a blog that's very short out called A Guide to Happiness and Authenticity. So it's strange that the topic of the pleasure, pain, suffering cycle is the same topic as happiness and authenticity. Well, that's because if you end suffering, that's what you get, happiness and authenticity. But it's just not as technical when you call it that, but that's what it is. We have to be somewhat technical to make conscious the conditioning that's creating suffering before we can jump up and down in happiness and authenticity that isn't real. It has to be embodied and lived. And for that, we want to process the buried emotions in present moment awareness. And that's KI. There's nothing else to say for now. This might be like a 10-minute podcast just to sort of help people simplify. So for example, today, if you procrastinate from an evolutionary standpoint and from the, which is the same as your trauma, you are benefiting from that, even though it's suffering. You're not going to go out into the world today and do something. And so you get to survive as this ego that can't. That's driven by repression. Look at the research. So you're benefiting by staying safe through procrastination. If you don't process the buried emotions that create that, guess what happens? More procrastination. And you don't have to believe me. Just look at your life. Something is missing in your process, in the way that you relate to your life. And that's the buried emotions that create it. And that just trying to deal with procrastination in some other way will kick it back in. That's the pain pleasure cycle that gets kicked back in when we don't get to the root, and the root keeps creating suffering. And I'll just give you one more example that might be hard to believe, because people can see the addiction part, but what about the pain? The pain that we experience is safer than the feelings that we've buried. This is science. Science tells us that emotional repression creates pain. But what's the context for that in our direct experience? If we were to investigate chronic pain, we would find that we stay safe, or that it's safer to be in chronic pain than it is to feel and express our true emotions to everyone. That's how repression creates. We store it there. And so that pain is also safer than the buried emotions, which means, guess what? If you manage pain and you don't get to the root, this was my life. This is what happened to me. I was managing pain. By managing pain, my system created more pain to manage. And it was only when I processed the root of that, that cycle of creating chronic pain stopped. So this is the future of KI and why it's getting simpler. And, well, it doesn't mean my podcasts are always going to be this short, but for this one, it's like, I just want people to understand it in a simple way, and then understand this, is that this mechanism is unconscious. So as you go about your day-to-day, you'll only experience the seeking of safety and suffering, pleasure, comfort, survival, but you'll also experience suffering. And so what's missing in your experience are the emotions and the energies, the joy that you can't experience. And the holding back of that today will create your suffering. But remember that your suffering is serving a purpose and that you have a right to suffer. But if you want to end it, we can make this unconscious mechanism conscious through this process. And that's 10 minutes, and I'm just going to end it here and invite you, anyone, to click on the link right now and join my KI Jumpstart group, which is starting, the next one is in February 1st, actually. And then if that's not your thing, come and talk to me about a one-on-one intensive program, which is actually my favorite way to do this work, is just to work one-on-one with you. So the link in the description will show you that. And I'm going to also put a link to the blog on a Medium that is called Guide to Happiness and Authentic Relationships. Thank you.